seat, I dey want and every time. Ooh, dance I'm on liquor. They motivate like cancer. We were
headlines. Women's Day to be held on Sunday, March 8, 2026, according to government, and stakeholders welcome attachments of audio and video to official statements. Government has clarified that this year's International Women's Day will be commemorated on Sunday, March 8, 2026. Gender Division Permanent Secretary Mainga Kavika says her office has noted a rumor circulating on social media suggesting that this year's International Women's Day will be celebrated on Monday, March 9, 2026. Ms. Kavika has dismissed the information as false, stressing that the International Women's Day is globally recognized and celebrated annually on March 8th without exception. News 360. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, and the Lusaka Press Club has welcomed the government's decision to begin attaching audio or video recordings to official statements as part of efforts to curb the spread of fake news on social media. MISA Zambia National Director Austin Kayanda describes the move as a step towards enhancing authenticity and credibility in public communication, as well as potential to improve transparency if implemented consistently. Mr. Kayanda emphasized the need to ensure that the policy does not limit access to information or disadvantage media houses with limited digital capacity. Meanwhile, the Lusaka Press Club President Edward Makai described the development as a progressive step towards restoring public trust in official communication. News 360. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Israel and the United States have continued their heavy attacks on Iran. Explosions could be heard in Tehran and other cities across the country. Israel said it's targeting what it calls regime infrastructure. The Iranian Red Crescent says over 1,000 people have so far been killed in the U.S.-Israeli bombing campaign. As Israel intensifies its bombing campaign in Lebanon, airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs, a stronghold of the Iran-backed Hezbollah, have caused massive destruction. The Israeli military says it's hit what it said was a command center and a drone depot. Earlier, Israel ordered tens of thousands of people in the city's Zahia neighborhood and in southern Lebanon to leave their homes, sending residents fleeing in panic. The UN's human rights chief, Volker Turk, has condemned those evacuation orders.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 26 ngwe. The Great British pound, 25 kwacha 73 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 37 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 16 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Lionel Messi and his Inter Miami teammates met United States President Donald Trump at the White House to commemorate the club's MLS club triumph. Inter Miami won the championship game of the nation's top flight division, Major League Soccer, for the first time back in December. The club, co-owned by former England captain David Beckham, received an invitation to visit the White House before the MLS match against the DC United in Washington on a Saturday. Lusaka has a blend of sun and clouds with the highs at 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be mainly clear, becoming overcast late with a thunderstorm in spots, with the temperature to drop to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Women's Day to be held on Sunday, March 8, 2026, according to government, and stakeholders welcome attachments of audio and video to official statements. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages. 96.5 FM.
Osaka's number one hit music station. Rock FM.
I've been crying in the shower, in the silence, half an hour. No one hears me, metaphoric. If a tree falls in the forest, you wanna save me, but I wanna stay. Say you would stay here, but I wouldn't dare you. You're not.